My name is Marcel Tiente, and I am a West Baltimore resident since 2008. It is a pleasure to be here tonight to share my immigrant story. Unlike many immigrants, I didn't suffer like many immigrants. I was blessed entering the country with a green card. I won the GV lottery in 2008, and my only challenge that I faced when I won the green card lottery is I was from a French-speaking country, Cameroon, and I didn't know any word in English before boarding the plane. I asked at the airport to one of the representative of Essen Brussels, how, if I want to go to the bathroom, what can I say? That's how my English was poor. I didn't have any word to speak. That was the first stress I faced. In December 16, 2008, my plane landed in JFK, New York. That's where my immigrant life started. I wasn't going to New York. I was coming to Baltimore because my cousin Eric, who was in Baltimore since 10 years, was waiting for me in Baltimore. The first problem I have was to leave the airport, the international airport, to go to LaGuardia, which is the national airport. I don't know any word in English. How to get there? My luggage that I have, I couldn't even carry those luggage. I needed a car in Douala. Those cars, everybody can take any car anywhere. But there, all the cars are lined. You have to pick one. But in order to pick one, you need to pay. I didn't know how even to get the car. And ask someone in French, how can I get the car? I remember this word since now. He said, put $3 in that machine. I have $20 bill. I didn't know how $3 looked like. So I gave that $20 to that person. He said, this is 20, but you need 3. I don't have change, but I can give you 19. I'm ending up losing $1 right there. So he gave me $19. I didn't know how the machine operated. He put $3. He gave me the card. I went to the representative again, and I asked for direction how to exit the airport and go to the national airport. They gave me the direction, and when I went outside, some people approached me. They were scammers. And someone speak French. I didn't trust him. I did not trust him because where I came from, you have to be careful to who approach you with the free service, speaking your language outside. You have to listen and be careful. Then I went to the cab, the taxi cab. I said, I want to get to the national airport. I was speaking in French. I didn't care. That was the only language I know at that time. He said, you don't need a taxi. It's right there. Just cross the street. I didn't understand what he was telling me. He kept saying that. And then he left the car. He came, he hold my hand, bring it inside the airport. And I went aboard in flight to Baltimore. When I got in Baltimore, BWI, my cousin picked me up. We went home. And 1 week, during 1 week, I was just sleeping. I didn't know the difference between the day and night. The time difference makes me up. And when I get rest, he asked me, now you are in America, and you are blessed because you got a green card. People been here 25 years, they don't have that. So you have to think carefully about what your life wants to look like. Living in Cameroon, I left a good job over there. I was a manufacturing technician for Nestle. It was a decent job in the country. But having a green card is an American dream. Outside the U.S., America is something that is a paradise. Outside the U.S., that's how we viewed America at that time. I'm not going to say today that it's not a paradise. It is a paradise. But we make it paradise. So I told my cousin, my first goal is to go to school. He said, good. I am a student. He was an engineering student at Morgan State University at that time. He said, it's good to go to school, but what about the family you support back home? You need to do a short training so you can get in everyday life so you can support the family. I told my cousin, right now I don't even care about the family because where I am right now, if I need to support the family, I need to go back. Before I even get here, I couldn't speak to anyone. I need to learn the language first. He went online. He Googled Language Center. He found the Greater Homewood of Learning Center. He found it online. And he said, this is not far. It's one bus from where we live. Say, okay, we're going to register there. We went there. We made a registration. Truth be told, is where my life started. In U.S. That's the reason I'm here tonight to share this story. Because that school made my life in the U.S. I went there, I registered, and we start classes since January. I knew my challenge was to overcome the language. So I was in school every single day. And all my teacher, all the staff, all everybody in the school knew me. Everybody, because to make sure I start understanding the language, I went to everyone and test my level. I am going to your office. I will be talking to you. And if I can understand a word of what you're saying, then that day, I win something. That's how I start learning. All the staff knew me. I can... The other day, I called Mr. Todd. I don't know if he's in the room. The other day, I called him to say I will come and share my story. Because I learned a lot there, and I'm still learning a lot there. Because today, my wife that I was able to bring in the country, my mom I was able to bring in the country, they went to that school today. Through my mom, I knew there is an event going on tonight. So, it continues with the story. I went there for 3 months. I was looking for a job. 2009, all of us know it was no job in U.S. Even McDonald's, I couldn't get a job. And I was talking to to my professor at that time in the school. That was Miss Teresa Carson. I said, she asked me, do you have any skill? I said, yes. I am an electrician. She said, you don't need to look for a job in a restaurant. There's a lot of manufacturing who do what you were doing in Cameroon. Bring me your resume. I brought her my French resume. She translated. She made it in English resume. And she said, your resume look cool. And I brought my resume to one of the staff of the school, Janet. I don't remember her last name. I brought my resume to her. She fixed it. The same day, we start going to manufacturing job online on Craigslist with my cousin. We upload my resume. The next day, I started having phone call. My resume was great. I got the first phone call. I couldn't even speak. I got the phone, and I put the phone on the speaker. My cousin get the phone, and he start answering questions. He even got a job. He got $15 an hour job for me. And they said, I need to come to the interview, face-to-face interview. And they forgot something, the reference. Then they call back. My cousin gave me a phone. I took the phone. And they asked me, sir, do you have any reference? Honestly, I didn't hear what he was saying. Sir, do you have any reference? I said, no, I don't understand. He said, are you sure you were talking to me earlier? I gave back the phone to my cousin. My cousin took it and said, he is not the one who was talking. I was talking. And I'm sorry, he's the one needed the job. The man hang up the phone right there. And I figured out I need to work on my English. So I went back to school. I was in school from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. So I was spending all day there talking to everybody I could. 3 months later, that was in August, my English was a little bit better. I got a call. I put my resume to one company, Berry Plastic, in Dundalk. I put my resume there. They gave me an interview, and I got the job there. That was my first job in the U.S. They gave me a job. Still, my English wasn't good, but the test they gave me, I passed all the tests. All the tests they gave me. The human resource manager told me that you gave me an unbelievable score in the test, so I give you the job. I started as a machine operator. The lady who was supposed to train me, after 1 week, she said, I cannot train this guy. He knows more than I know. And they assigned me the higher mechanics of the plan to listen to me if he can understand me. So he came to me and he told me, you have a good work skill, but you need to work on your English, but I can work with you. After he said that, the next day, my title changed. I switched from machine operator to line mechanics. So I start doing what I know how to do. I worked there for 3 years. Before those 3 years, the next semester, that the school started, that was the coming fall, I went and I registered to BCC because I wanted to continue with my education. I went to Baltimore City Community College while I was working. And it was very tough that time. It's still tough because in order to accommodate the work and job, I have to work night shift. So I was going to work at night and going to school during the day. After 2 years in Baltimore City, Community College, I earned 71 credit. And then I transferred to Morgan State University. 3 years working at Berry Plastic, my cousin, who was Morgan student, he got a job with WMATA. He said, you should send your resume here. You got better resume than I do. So I sent my resume to WMATA. They called me for interview, they gave me interview, they gave me the test, I passed the test, and I got my first state job. So working with WMATA, I said, okay, this is not the end. My goal was education. I have to pursue my education. So I continued with my education at Morgan up to now. And December 2015, I earned my bachelor in electrical engineering. And today I'm doing the doctorate of engineering at Morgan State University. And this story is so long that if I'm keeping speaking, we're going to end up finishing in the morning. One of the main reasons I decided to give this speech is to tell my fellow immigrants, life is a challenge for us, but one thing we have to remember, when I was in Africa, in Cameroon, in the story, in the history class, I learned that United States is the first free country in the world made by a European outside Europe, which means all the people living in the U.S. are immigrants. I'm telling my fellow immigrants that we all United States citizens, we all immigrants, and we made the country. And everyone has something to bring in the society. And everyone has to believe in his capacity, what we can do. We all have something to bring to the society. That's all I have to share with my fellow immigrants. And I will not end this story without saying thank you to the Adult Learning Center and all the staff. And I will be willing to give advice. Anyone who comes in the center, I can get any call anytime. That's how I can provide help. And I will always, when I graduate, when I will finish with my doctorate, I will still live in Baltimore. I love Baltimore. When I got my degree, I have opportunity with big salary outside Baltimore, but Baltimore made my immigrant life. The only thing I can give back to Baltimore is to live in Baltimore. My taxes that will be collected will help Baltimore. And I just say thank you to everybody. Thank you to everyone here. It's a very big experience sharing a story of immigrant life. Thank you.